Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. A new study of atmospheric methane in the U.S. suggests much higher levels than previously thought. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, the new data raises questions about natural gas production in Oklahoma and neighboring states, where emission estimates have more than doubled.
Each year, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency issues a report that tracks the country's greenhouse gas emissions. In the 2013 update released in April, the EPA dramatically lowered its estimate of methane from natural gas production. Methane emissions looked like they were going down, while natural gas production from hydraulic fracturing was booming. The energy industry welcomed the news.
They had gone back over the data, and when they looked at the emissions that came from fracking, they were actually 20% lower than they had previously thought.
But new research cast doubt on the EPA's declining methane numbers. A study co-authored by more than a dozen scientists and published last week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences shows the opposite. Methane emissions have increased by more than 50% nationally. And in Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas, methane emissions are more than twice as high. The study's lead author, Harvard PhD student Scott Miller, says that means a quarter of all the country's methane could be coming from just three states.
So that type of information really suggests to us that the oil and gas industry are key players.
Methane can leak from natural gas wells, pipelines, and other types of production equipment. And Miller's study identifies another major source of methane leaks.
Cows are an important piece of this puzzle.
Cows leak methane too. Miller says livestock is likely responsible for much of the country's gas problem, but he says the data show that methane emissions in Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas are likely natural gas related. How does Miller know, and why are his numbers at odds with those generated by the EPA and EDGAR, the Global Database of Greenhouse Emissions?
So they try to count up the total number of cows in the United States, the total number of landfills, wastewater treatment plants, oil and gas facilities.
Then they multiply those numbers by an expected amount of methane each might typically produce,
which is basically an accounting measure.
But methane molecules were actually counted in Miller's study. The data came from the Department of Energy and NOAA, the Federal Atmospheric and Weather Research Agency, which took atmospheric samples during thousands of aircraft flights and from sensors placed atop towers that can be as tall as the Empire State Building. And in the air above Oklahoma and its neighboring states, the sensors also picked up propane.
Propane is a byproduct of the fossil fuel industries. It's not produced by cows. It's not produced by wetlands. It's not produced by most other methane sources.
The methane sample data is from 2007 and 2008, which is the most recent available. But Oklahoma's high methane emissions correspond with gushing natural gas production, a time when the state had more rigs drilling for gas since the 1980s oil boom. The state agency charged with monitoring and regulating air emissions, Oklahoma's Department of Environmental Quality, denied State Impact an interview about how the new methane data might affect state pollution policy. The EPA declined an interview, too, and sent a boilerplate statement saying it welcomed any new data on greenhouse gas emissions. Miller, the study author, says that going forward, collaboration is the only way to accurately assess the impact of greenhouse gases.
Both among people who do the type of top-down estimate that I do, and also people like those at EPA who construct the bottom-up inventories.
Miller says another study using more recent methane samples is already underway. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma Public Media Stations and NPR. You can find more information on our homepage, kgou.org.